It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
DeVale! DeVale is here!
Ooh, an urgent plea from Edward James Olmos. Lisa Simpson, can you afford to miss another issue of the Utney Reader? Kids.
Free sample of fabric softener? Woohoo!
I can feel three kinds of softness.
Dad, what are you doing down there?
Washing my fat guy hat, honey.
That's right. The time has come on Simpsons Time on Nazario Scenario to talk about episode number 135, 3F05, King Size Homer, which is the episode that soundbite comes from, or that, like, 1 minute long clip. Written by Dan Greaney and directed by Jim Reardon. Expertly directed, I should add. This is the episode that deals with Homer's extreme obesity and, you know, the problems and the solutions that arise when he decides to become gigantic and fat. Homer, of course, is fat already, but when he decides to be so fat that he has to go on disability and gets to work from home, this episode is the genesis of the wonderful, iconic image of Homer wearing the muumuu and the fat guy hat, which was just alluded to. And, you know, it's not to make light of anyone's weight problem in real life. It is very funny to see Homer dressed in a muumuu, occupying an office chair at home. Like, seen from the back and stuff, and, you know, like, purposefully striding to the movie theater where, as it turns out, he can't sit down because the seats are not big enough, and the sarcastic guy who runs the movie theater tries to buy him off with an elephant-sized tub of popcorn. Another spectacular use of the Charles Bronson voice, by the way. There's a guest star in this episode, which is appears when Homer tries to dial the numbers on his phone and his fingers are too fat. Joan Kenley, who at the time was the actual voice of the telephone company and who would say the number you have dialed is incorrect or whatever, they hired her to say the fingers you have used are too fat to obtain a special dialing wand. Please mash the keyboard now. I'm paraphrasing, but that is essentially what she says. I think everyone has a favorite line from this episode. Maybe this is the time to quote it on the AccuPlaylist for this program as you're listening. I think mine is, "Hey, Miss doesn't find me sexually attractive anymore. Guess who tripled his productivity?" Where I think he says, "I just tripled my productivity." And Mar just like, "That's great. Very nice." the thing that sends Homer to disability that, you know, he that finally allows him to have gained enough weight is a non-toxic donut made of Play-Doh that Maggie passes to him in her infinite wisdom. But right after he gains the weight associated with that, he realizes that his belly has been draped over the towel rack the whole time, so he's actually like 10, 15 pounds heavier than he thought. In this, Mr. Burns is uncharacteristically like concerned about his employees, you know, spearheading the exercise program and, you know, asking them to do the Iroquois twists and all that. And he's, you know, actually putting forth quite a bit of effort for him, dressed in his, like, exercise sweats and toting a megaphone and yelling into it. This is super duper classic Golden Age Simpsons from season 7. And this has been Simpsons Time. And I think, since I feel like it, we're going to go straight into karaoke. Been beat up and battered round, been sent up and I've been shot down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's tolerable. Baby, you're adorable. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care? Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine. Right. Thank you for listening to me talking over my own singing. I've been fobbed off and I've been fooled. I really like this song, is the problem. This has been Simpsons Time through the Debigulator, which is a podcast done by me, Amanda Nazario, under the aegis of WFMU. And I'm really, really happy that you like to listen to it. Drop me a comment sometime or drop me an email. Anything is welcome. I will talk to you next week. Been stuck in airports, terrorized, sent to me.